Simon Taylor is tagged as one of Australia's sharpest comedians, and he's brought his latest show, Happy Times, to the Garden of Unearthly Delights for the Fringe Festival. Happy Times is a 50-minute rollercoaster ride of bittersweet and hilarious comedy and documents Simon's journey to potential fatherhood, rolled in with musical numbers, interpretive dance, and impeccable comedic timing. He's here to talk about the show and his whirlwind comedy tour upcoming of Australia is the man himself. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Bright and early. Perfect comedy time.
Yeah, absolutely. As we always say, morning is the best time for comedy. Now, you sort of alluded to the theme of this year's show, but it's a bit of a story show, isn't it? Can you tell us a bit about the story?
Well, yeah. So essentially last year, I had a fleeting romantic affair, a one-night stand. That's the real... I was trying to dress it up with fancy language. I had a one-night stand, and a month later, I got a message from her saying that she was pregnant. And then after my panic attack, she sent another message saying, well, there was another guy around the same time as you, so it could be you, it could be him. So essentially for 9 months, I was desperately trying to guess at who it was until I was able to do the paternity test. So essentially for 9 months, every time, you know, I do Fringe every year, so I got to do a new show every year. And so after all the festivals, I go do gigs and just talk about whatever's on my mind. So for 9 months, this was all that was on my mind. I mean, I couldn't look at ultrasounds all day and then go talk about funny accents. Like when I got on stage, I was literally just talking about what had happened to me that day and how I felt and so on and so forth. So when it came time to do Fringe, I couldn't think about anything else but this. So this is the show.
It's a pretty natural way to come to a show, I guess. I guess very least that stress replaced, I suppose, the usual stress of coming up with a show.
Yeah, exactly. Just talk about what you're panicking about, and it writes itself.
Now, we've heard you're a man of many talents, including something we were discussing a bit off mic.
You
contributed to a drag show last night, but there's a whole bunch of variety in this show as well, isn't there?
There is. So I just really enjoy learning entertainment skills. I really enjoy learning how to sing. I mean, that's only something I've really done in the last 3 years. And dance I've been doing since I was like 5 years old. And so reality is when you got to do a new show every year, you got to throw everything you have at it. So, you know, I have had some years where I just do stand up and it's just routines. But to be honest, I find that boring. I actually like, you know, going, and now for a song, you know. So I enjoy that sort of stuff. And then, you know, some shows I have magic tricks in it and things like that. So basically, I kind of want it to be a reflection of everything I got to throw at people. Yeah.
And you've been performing constantly since the debut at Perth Fringe. Is there any different coming closer to the home stretch? Are you on the home stretch?
No, I'm not. I haven't even scratched the surface. This is week? So Perth was a week. Mate, I don't even know what day it is today. So this is going to be tough to. Yeah. No, so I'll put it this way. I've got this week here in Adelaide. Then I go to Melbourne for a couple of days, Canberra for a night, Brisbane for a week of shows. Then I do Melbourne Comedy Festival for 24 shows, I think. Then shows in Singapore, Malaysia, Sydney, and then back to Melbourne. And then I will tour the States at some point. My dates are fluctuating, but I want to do about 13 cities in the States. And that's probably up until July. So that's just the first part of the year. And then I'll have another panic attack about something and write a new show. So, yeah.
Now, given you're doing so much touring, I've got to ask, to touch back on the topic of the show, is the mother, has she come to see the show? Has she come to see any performances since? Or is there any potential for that?
How do I delicately answer this question? The short answer is no. The long answer is I don't want to reveal parts of the show. So it is tricky. She's not in this city, And she's not in any of the cities I am for a while. So, yeah, I've got to be delicate because I want to keep her identity under wraps and not really flag anything. But to be honest, the show is really just about my – I don't really mention her in the show other than the message at the start. The rest of the show is just my feelings, what I did to prepare, how all the things I learned about pregnancy that I didn't know or contraception that I didn't know. Like all these little factoids that, you know, condom failure rates are between – 2 and 16%, right? Because people mess out condoms all the time. They, you know, open the packet with their teeth and they puncture it. This is true. I know you laugh, but this is true. Sometimes the condom's too big, it's too small, you know. People don't wear them. That's a big one. You know, so you can't just like leave it in your pocket and hope it radiates protection, you know. So there's all sorts of lessons that I learned along the way, and that's what the show's about. It's really about my experience of it, and I try to be respectful to other people and not bring them up in my comedy fodder. It's making fun of me and my my journey to responsibility.
I'm speaking with Simon Taylor, an Australian comedian who is currently performing his show Happy Times for the Adelaide Fringe and is also teaching us a little bit about safe sex.
Yes.
So, Simon, you've done a range of comedic works from stand-up to show writing. Dare I ask, what would you say is your favourite?
Being on stage is the best. There's no substitute for it. I mean, there's that adrenaline and connection with the crowd. And you know what I like about it is that the variables change every single night and you can never master it. Like, you can get good at it, but you can never know exactly what's going to happen that night with that particular crowd, with whatever's happened in the news that day, with whatever the MC has done before you or what they've seen earlier. Like, the variables always changing. So you're trying to go, all right, I want to be funny every time I'm on stage. But the truth is you can't be. And especially if you're trying new material or, you know, you have some crowd work with someone that doesn't go well or that sort of thing. So I like that you can never have a perfect gig because there's always something that's changed or different. And I like a moving target that keeps it fun.
Now, given this show is about such a specific topic and you actually in turn sort of educating the audience, I suppose, through your comedy. Have you had any interesting heckles or any interesting responses to this year's show?
So there was one, actually. I talk about facts that I learned. It's not a lecture. It was like, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I didn't know that sperm can last for up to 5 days inside the fallopian tubes. I had no idea. You know, it lasts a long time. Sometimes even more. There are cases of it more. And someone in the audience said, there's X chromosome sperm and Y chromosome sperm. And Y chromosome is faster, but X lasts longer. And that's not true. So I had to kind of, you know, respond to them like, yeah, that's... Well, to be fair, right, what happens is science is actually quite poor at communicating things. There's also things about, I don't know what, I'm going to use the medical terminology so on this radio show, so it's not swearing, but it is, like pre-ejaculate, for example, is a contentious topic. If you look online, people are like, yes, you can get pregnant from it, but the truth is you can't. It's made in a separate gland, but there's lots of old information, unupdated information online because the science kind of puts out a paper with this was our results. The cosmopolitan magazines of the world go, this is true. You know, the Y chromosome sperm is faster or pre-ejaculate, and it's a lot of it's not. So, yes, there was one heckle that I had to say, well, with the most recent, you know, computer imaging research, no, there is no difference.
On that note of science being sort of poor at communicating things, sometimes people getting mixed up in myths and all that thing. Has it been fun sort of educating people in a fun way? Like,
it's a fun educating myself.
Yeah.
Like, it really is me looking something up and going, this is crazy. This is something I believed, or this is something I didn't even know. Or just to be honest, understanding the menstrual cycle, that has been for me just going, oh man, not only am I ignorant, but I'm ignorant to the experience of the other gender so much. And I really think it's a responsibility of, you know, whatever your gender is not the right word, sex, your sexuality, your sex, whatever your sex is, like, at least learn something about the other sex's biology, because if you're interacting with it, if you're having intercourse, at least know how their bits work, you know. So that's been fun going, oh, I feel like I've, you know, well, first of all, I feel like an idiot for not knowing this stuff earlier, but I also feel like, all right, I'm glad I'm actually, you know, learning this stuff.
Now, yeah, we sort of mentioned you got a tour coming up. So where are you heading after Adelaide? You've got 3 nights left in the Garden of Unearthly Delights.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, Singapore, we've got Malaysia, Sydney, and then in America I'm planning to do like LA, San Fran, Portland, Salt Lake City, Chicago, St. Louis, Boston, New York, Detroit.
So just non-stop basically until you cycle back to Adelaide.
Yes, exactly. It's just the cycle of my life. This is my 8th year in Adelaide actually in a row. So this is it's so funny. I was living in New York last year and I'm in New York, apparently the greatest city in the world, and I'm like, you know, on the couch thinking, can't wait for Adelaide Fringe. So I love this place.
That's very generous. I'm sure you say that when you...
I say that to all the towns. No. I genuinely love Adelaide.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Simon.
Thanks for having me. I hope we've all learned something.
I have a little bit, actually. And make sure to all our San Fran listeners to get along to Simon when he's in town. That was Simon Taylor, an Australian comedian who is currently performing his latest show, Happy Times, at the Adelaide Fringe. And you can catch him at the Garden of Unearthly Delights from 8:15 p.m. for just 3 more nights.